to the chimney or whatever.
The stove pine.
Is where it flew back to?
Yes. These old houses, like my grandmother's, had what we called a flue that was a brick chimney that did not come all the way to the floor necessarily, or it did not have a fireplace opening in it.
Mm-hmm.
It just had the stove was fitted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a flue to me.
Okay. What about something that you would use in yard work? You have one wheel in front and you'd pick up on it?
A wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you would sharpen a knife on, you could hold in your hand.
A wet rock.
What about something bigger than that that you might sharpen an axe on?
A grindstone. I guess I'd use for wet and grind both. I might say rock or stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The vehicle that I drove up in, what would you call
that? A car.
Say if my car was squeaky, I might take it to the service station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Check it.
The word I'm after here, let's see, we could get it like this. If you were making a cake, let's say you would do what to the pan so it wouldn't stick to it?
Grease.
Yeah, and the past of that, you'd say yesterday I
greased the cake pan.
And if it gets all over your hands, you say your hands are
greasy. Okay. I say greasy and not greasy.
Get out on TV. Yankee. What about if you're at the service station, you might ask him to look up under the hood and check your...
Okay.
Well, before people had electricity, what did they use for light?
Lamps.
Okay.
Oil lamps. Coal oil or kerosene.
Yeah, there you go. Catching on. Around here, did you ever hear people making a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp by using a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick?
No.
Do you know the word flambeau?
No.
Okay. Well, the inside part of the tire that inflates, that's the inner
tube.
All right. And if people were going to, let's say somebody bought a boat and he wanted to check it out, as he's putting it in the water, you say he's going to what the boat?
Christen?
Are you in the process of... I think you said the same thing about rockets. They're going to what?
Launch.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about boats, what kind of boats would people around here go fishing in? On ponds or lakes?
Rowboats, just small boats.
Have you ever heard of John Boat?
No.
Bathtub.
That's from the swamps of Louisiana, Bob.
Okay. All right. If you were going to make a dress and you wanted to go to town to get the material for it, what would you take with you?
The pattern.
Or maybe a little square to match up.
Of the fabric?
Yeah.
Material?
Yeah. Do you have another name for what?
Fabric.
All right. Occasionally in the mail, you're sent a free
sample.
Do you ever call it that?
Are you trying to get me to say a swatch of material?
Not really. I was just curious about whether you would call a swatch a sample.
I say a sample when it comes to the door and the mail, but a fabric to take to town, I would say a scrap of material.
Okay. All right. This adjective, if you're looking at a dress in a window and you like it, you might say, well, that sure is a
pretty dress.
And the comparative of that, you might say, well, this one's pretty, but this one's...
prettier.
Right. The thing that you wear around your waist when you're working in the kitchen.
An apron.
All right. This thing right here, you would call it a...
a pencil.
It has ink in it, it would be.
A pen.
All right. You would say a dime is worth what in terms of cents?
10 cents.
Okay. And you would hold a baby's diaper together with a...
pen.
All right. And, Campbell's soup comes in what kind of can? Probably not now, but used to, maybe.
A tin can?
There you go.
You're trying, I say P-I-N and P-E-N just a lot.
Right. I do too. Okay. Talking about clothing, what would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, coat, and a vest.
Right. Any other words for pants?
Trousers, but I always say pants. Any kind of pants, I call pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. right, the word bring, you'd say the delivery boy me a package.
Brought me a package.
He has me a
gift. He has brought me.
Will you be that?
Will you bring it to me?
This expression, if I'm trying on my coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year perfectly.
It fit.
And if your husband needs his old suit, is unwearable, he has to go to town to buy
a new suit.
And if I stuff a bunch of things in my pockets begin to
bulge.
What happens to a shirt if you put it in the water that's too hot for it?
It'll shrink.
Yeah, you put it in and it
shrinks.
Or you did it yesterday,
it shrunk.
Okay. Every time I've done that, it has
shrunk.
This expression, when you went out on a date and you spent a lot of time in front of the mirror, what would you say you were doing?
Primping.
Okay. Would you say the same thing about a man?